Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. This is Paulette Young speaking, your host, and Selena Lindsay is on the line also that will join us. And our hot topic tonight is cannabis, marijuana, FDA, danger. It's good and it can be bad. What products is coming to the stores near you that might contain cannabis? Why aren't regulations in smoking cannabis or marijuana in place already? What is the Federal Drug Administration doing about regulating the use or approval of cannabis and marijuana? Is there a connection between lung cancer and smoking pot? Why is education using pot not being taught in the schools? Join us tonight, American Health Crisis, through Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Paulette Young, and we have Selena Lindsay on the line. Go ahead, Selena, introduce yourself to the audience.
Fabulous. Good evening. I am Selena A. Lindsay, and I am a CEO of a number of different nonprofits that do various different things in your community, which we will talk about a little bit later. In addition to that, some of the industries I come from are transportation, medicine, and a few other little things. So that's kind of where my mouth likes to stick itself and just voice an opinionated opinion.
Okay, just to get out of the way right now, because sometimes we'll hear the term FDA or CBD, so I'm just going to go ahead and quickly give you what FDA is, the Federal Drug Administration, that supposed to, you know, regulate whether something can be on the market or not. And then the term you heard last week, especially in the news, was CBD. That may be a new term to some people, but that's just kind of, if I pronounce it right, I may sabotage the word. Cannabidiols. Did I say it right? I don't know. Anyway, that's C-A-N-N-A-B-I-D-I-O-L. So what is it? It's a chemical compound. It's coming from the phytocannabinoid plant that was discovered in 1940, just to give you a little bit of background on it. It's one of some 113 identifiable cannabinoids in the cannabis plant, and it accounts for up to 40% of the plant's extract. So in 2018, clinical research on this cannabis included preliminary studies. They used it. They tried to study anxiety, cognition, movement, disorders, pain, and different things to see how the body's reacting to it. Also with breathing and coming up with results. There's still not enough research on this particular plant, but its intended use is like marijuana. It's a psychoactive drug from the cannabis plant. Now, they did pass a bill. It was called the Farm Bill in 2018, and that was to define hemp and how much can be used and that type of thing. And they came up, I think it was something like if you had 3%, that'd be high, 0.3%, then there should be no problem. And I say that because you have the United States, then you have other countries, and everyone will say something different. The U.S. researchers state it's a complex situation. We need more research. Can it cause cancer? In Canada, they state that it contains some cancer-causing agents, just like cigarettes. So some of the things that's in that THC is also in cigarettes, and we all know that they took over where there's a designated area. So I think with all this stuff being legalized, it's going to take time to prove a point, even though they know what the point is. I can't see why they don't. I know that it is used for medicine also, and I think that was the original of it. But there's still, like all medicines, there can be harmful effects too. But if the harmful outweighs, if the benefits outweigh the harmful, then the person's going to, of course, go one route and go ahead and use it. The problem now is FDA is faced with a huge problem because they look for, by 2020, there will be an estimated sale of like $22 billion in sales. That's what they're looking for because we've already started. I didn't realize the cosmetics. My question will be, are there going to be signs saying, hey, this product contains this? There's not enough research. That is the big problem. Okay, jump on in, Selena, because I know you have a lot to say. Go ahead.
All right, we're going to throw a little bit of overlap back in there. One of the most common plants of, period, cannabis, where it originated from, was basically Asia. And one of the most common types of plant is called Steva. And that's where you get all of these other derivatives. And supposedly, when they make some of these other products that we're talking about, the TCH is taken out of them, which is, that's the part that does the psycho drug that makes you feel high or give you these types of feelings. So they take that stuff out, and then they claim the residue of whatever is left. It's just like the CBD oil. Basically, they're just taking the oil from the seed and the plant.
Talking about that THC, that Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol.
Exactly. They remove that. And
no,
so,
no. Up to a certain extent. It's not, because other than that, you can't label it the way it's being labeled. They leave 0.3%. What they did, like my old poop theory, a little bit doesn't hurt you. You can have 0.3%, and that's considered just a trace and not detrimental to your health.
They have it going that way, but have a bunch of it that has virtually, for instance, if you buy a rope that's made with the stuff, it's just rope. It doesn't have anything in it. It's just rope. When they make clothes out of it, it's just clothes. Okay,
but it's different when you're putting it in moisturizer and mascara. The way it's written for the cosmetic industry, it's there. It's 0.3% in there.
0.3. At any rate, this is the problem. The major problem here is you're talking about $160 billion industry. And to prove that, if you go to CNBC, the CEO from Brinks, okay, that's that truck that brings in the money. They're rubbing their hands together. Okay, one of the other problems is because in the label, what they did with your 3% is they don't call it a drug because of just that 3%. They call it food.
Wait. We can't say 3%. 0.3.
Yeah, 0.3%. They're calling it food.
No,
and so all of this presents these problems. Now,
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
As of yesterday, the stock fell after the FDA hearing on CBD oil. And as they're picking into this, because as they're picking on this CBD oil, the advocates and the FDA, they're taking this thing apart. They're finally starting to take a thin look at it. But the real problem in this is the problem that we've had with cigarettes. The problem is called money.
Right.
When you, and every city that's jumped on the bandwagon and allowed these various different places to open up, that have all of these products, as you said when we opened the show, what is it that's coming to your community, which is cookies, oil, cosmetics, supposedly a cure for everything. You have mothers that have autistic kids that they claim a drop away keeps the doctor away. I mean, it is buffaloing out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, without proper studies, they don't have no real study. The study they're doing is counting dollars.
Right. And the irony of the whole thing with them saying that it has some of the same ingredients that the tobacco companies have in their stuff, and they already know what that does. Why do you need more research? That part I don't understand. Why do you need more research? You already know. You know what they're handwriting. So we're going to play this. I guess you'll get a bunch of billionaires raised up from the products themselves. And it's caught the beauty community like by surprise with the profits. Sephora, which is, if I say it right, Sephora, which is a major beauty company that sells nothing but beauty products, they've already came up with a line. And it's all legal because everything right now has spiraled out of control, meaning FDA haven't even caught up with what's taking place right now. Because once they
one of the problems is as it goes from state to state, because each state is allowed to make their own rules. It's sort of like saying with a gun. They are the governing parties that say you can sell this or you can sell that within the state. If the FDA really took a stance, then it would work state across the board. But as of now, they're hiding over in the corner. And we all kind of know who's in control of that. Because when you start talking about our government, I don't want to go there. You know, it's nobody doing nothing they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. They were supposed to have a meeting May 31st. I haven't talked an article what happened to that meeting because they were going to go ahead and make some emergency decisions because of what's happening. And then think of your teenagers and, you know, they already try to get high off of different things so they can figure out a way that this stuff is in the product and they can do something about it, for themselves. It's not supposed to have enough in it to cause you to get high on, but it is. It's totally out of control because it's not even regulated yet. And all this time, I thought before you can put anything on the market like that, that it had to fall up under some regulation. This has just, I think, caught the public off guard. The ones, the powers that be, know what they're doing. Like you said, you're talking about making not millions of dollars, billions.
The dollars.
Billions.
And that's the whole problem. It's turned into sort of like the same exercise that they took many, many years ago with alcohol. They wanted to get rid of the guy that was on the street, which we also have to consider. Part of what they say and what they do makes a difference in a guy that's still in jail right now for selling a bag of weed. And now the city converts and says, okay, it's all right, that's legal. So what is this guy doing in jail?
Yeah.
So it's changing.
To release all those that are in jail for weed. And it takes too long. Why do they take so long to take them back out of jail? I don't understand that part. You know, you already know that it's legal to have this stuff now, even though you threw them in prison for umpteen years, and especially black people and minorities. They were the highest as far as being thrown in prison. So when, you know, why they, we got to pass legislation to get them out of prison.
Well, it's changing so many things. It even changed, say, the DMV, because they didn't know what to do. Because previously, before, who did you ever know that got pulled over by the police and they said, you high on a joint?
No, the North.
How do they measure that one? And now when you look at television, you have a commercial that says, don't drive and smoke. But I have a backwards question that I look at. Not to say that both know that, you know, it is a psychedelic type drug. And so you're obviously high, and you cannot possibly handle a vehicle the way you can when you have a clear head. But if the truth be told, it's just not that many accidents that are caused by somebody driving down the street high on marijuana. So, but they have, but this is just to create what I call advocacy. That has to be the devil's advocate, that something needs to be done, and that's a part of what the county, the states, the DMV, they're fighting all of this confusion. They don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do with these people. They don't know how to test it. They don't have the mechanisms in place.
Well, they don't know how
for all
they
of
to test it, how they know they're high on it.
That's what I'm talking about. They don't have anything in place. And so all of these things create these problems. And then here comes the FAA. Every day we read about somebody that's going through the airport, and one such person gets arrested for having, and it was a grandmother, for having the CBD oil in her purse where she had it to rub her legs for arthritis. And they, in this particular place, which was Ohio, they said it's an illegal session.
Just like it helps people, no one, because it's not enough time and not enough research been done, what is the long-term effect? We don't know. The numbers are not there.
Yeah, so it's creating quite a stir. And in terms of what we eat, it's just about everything that they're putting this stuff in. I mean, you have, I don't care who the chef is, now it's on the menu. You know, it's no differently to me. And if you put alcohol in my cake or in the common one that we all know about from grandma was, you know, she put rum in the fruit cake. but at least, you know, the ingredients are known. Now they're putting this stuff in some of everything that you eat.
And there's no controls over that yet. I would like to
exactly.
know if I'm buying a beauty product, I want to know if it's in it because I may choose I don't want that. I may not want
mm-hmm.
that mask has the cannabis oil in it. I may not want it, the moisturizer that has that in it. So I am very concerned about the labeling now that I know that it's out there because I'm going to be looking. I'm going to be looking, you know, if this has CBD in it, does it, you know, it better be labeled so I can choose I want to start, if I want to start something new or stick with the old. Put it in the aloe vera oil. They're going to put it in, what's that other one? Another popularizer. That's kind of scary. And then
mm-hmm.
the other, you know how kids get into makeup and stuff? What effect is that going to have on them? So, I mean, it's a lot to process, but it's just going to, it's like you can't put cigarettes out there and sell it. Isn't it so behind the counter?
Yes, well, it's the same thing that they found out with, say, vaping.
Is it going to be locked, or is it going to be out there where you can just pick it up? You know, I'm thinking
well,
about
they're claiming that these products are only available to somebody that's over 21, but that's not necessarily true because the law is the law. And what happens when they stop a teenager with one joint and they say it's illegal, that it's legal to have one joint?
Yeah. I look forward to being in the 99-cent store.
Well, it's just beyond belief. I mean, I'd be the first one to say, you know, my son, when he was a teenager and his little cousin, you know, they had their grandmother growing stuff, and she didn't know what the plant even looked like. She set the thing up on the front porch, and she lived literally 500 feet from the police station. You know, and it wasn't until one of those fellas stopped by and said, "Grandma, what you got there?" I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just outrageous. She thought she had a pretty plant. And she was growing stuff right down the porch.
Can you imagine a small child decide to chew it up?
way out of control because there's just so many different applications of it, and there's so many different ways that people utilize it. I mean, they roll it up as a blunt, which they claim is natural, but they're rolling it up in tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's something crazy. You know, they it creates several intricacies of the paraphernalia that goes with it, such as the glass pipes and the stuff with the water, all of these different industries that also make money from that, because they're not just when they talk about the $160 billion industry, they're not specifically, you know, lining out what these industries are. I mean, it's booming to the glass business. It's sort of like talking about what is China to the United States. I mean, it is widespread, the kinds of paraphernalia that's created specifically for this particular use of cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything from the little papers that they get, like I said, to the glass, to the bottles, to the stems, to the pipes, all this crazy stuff. And it just goes on and on and on. And when they have the use of the oil, if you go up on Google, you'll find it for some of everything. Like I said, for your autistic children, for your aches and pains, for your knees, you know, drops for your eyes, and it just goes on and on and on.
And that's sad. And the other thing, I was doing a comparison with cigarettes versus marijuana. No, normally people smoke it all the way to the end, and they said at the end, the chemicals are more concentrated, so more deadly for the lungs, because it comes in contact. The chances of that smoke, the dangerous part, coming in contact with the lungs is greater, because when they smoke the marijuana, it's held more deeply. And they said because of that, that causes the toxins to contact, stay in contact with the lungs more, and a chance to stay there. And
I have friends that, you know, they came from the 70s and during the Woodstock era or what have you. You know, these clowns are still running around. They're still talking about the records and the music from the 70s. They talk about the same thing over and over and over again. It's enough looking at them to see some of the implications of fooling with this stuff. You know, and some of watching them is what kept me from even wanting to try it. I'm like, this dummy can't remember what he told me from one moment to the next. You know, and
where I think, especially in the schools, because it is going to affect the millennials or the next generation under them, because all this stuff is new. There needs to be more education. So, if a junior high or high school is making a choice, they're making a choice with knowledge, with education, versus making choices and you had no information. Just like it, to me, it's like history repeating itself. People smoking cigarettes, believing the tobacco company that it did not cause lung cancer. Who did the research?
Well, to me, also another big place that, especially one of your specialties, which is young mothers that are pregnant and, you know, fetal. They're smoking this stuff because they feel like, well, I can't have wine and I can't have this. This stuff is natural.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
and
fantastic.
I'm like, oh my God.
And so
he goes another one of those ASHD kids, you know. You're like, oh my God,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, we don't have the research yet. But you have all the research on tobacco, so treat it like it's tobacco when you know that the chemicals are even more harmful with that. So why do we play this research game when we already have the answer? Makes no common sense. That's why I said the public needs to be educated, because the more they become educated, they'll be able to make either a right or wrong choice. But not to have any education is far worse, because now you didn't know not to do that. There was a time no one knew you shouldn't drink the alcohol. No one knew you shouldn't smoke the cigarettes or do the drugs. But now, although that statistic is in, we can link this stuff the same way. When you're telling us that even the method of how they smoke the stuff, and it doesn't make sense.
For those that would like to check and see some of what FDA is doing, you can go to PBS and look at the public hearing, which I think is interesting. You just go to pbs.org and type up their public hearing on cannabis with the FDA.
Okay. That's then, B as in boy, S?
Yeah, P as in Paul, B as in boy, S as in Sam.org.
So anyone listening right now, that's what you can do, so that you can get the information. As they'll say, information from the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. I didn't know that people smoked those joints all the way to the end, and at the end it's more harmful because it's more concentrated chemicals.
The guys would have their fingernails would be yellow from holding that joint down to the end of it.
Right.
Their fingers would all be messed up, and you know their mouths would be all messed up. And people that smoke a lot, they have cigarette burns from the seeds that are rolled up in the joint, burning and popping out on their clothes. Just a lot of crazy things that go on when they're a participant in this type of behavior. Along with, like I said, you know, I used to, way back in the 70s, watch them carefully, you know, because, you know, these different groups, the same things the kids are going through now, you know, we had segmentated groups. And also in college, like most kids in college these days, you know, it was said that smoking this stuff helped you with your tests. But I noticed that those that were telling me this stuff, they never made it to the classroom the next morning to take the test. Yeah, because the biggest thing it seemed to promote was after they finished smoking it, they went to sleep, and then they got up and raided the refrigerator and went back to sleep. And so I never could see that it helped their brains in any way. If anything, it slowed them down. And again, like you say, they don't have the research, and it's just a bunch of buffalo. But for what we see from our particular vantage point, you're a lot better off with a lot of it doesn't show me anything. And this was 20, 30 years ago. But there are many things that they need a lot more research to be able to confidently say that it really does anything that's really, really helpful, other than a bunch of people ranting and raving.
Not another hot item that the industry have found. You know, they can make billions of dollars off the consumer. Without the consumer checking anything out. And thank God we still do have news stations that can, you know, say, hey, this is what's happening. So I'm like, did you know? I didn't know. I didn't know they can just put it on the market so loosely. Other things that can be hazardous, I think it should be treated. If they are going to put it in moisturizer, mascara, then that stuff needs to be under lock and key just the way the cigarettes are.
Well, even the Christians have things going on because I went to a lady's house and she cooked a chocolate cake, and that's what she had in it, you know, along with some spinach. That's what was in the cake.
And she didn't see anything wrong with that?
No, it was a part of the cake missing. They were laughing like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, kidding. Did she not cake mix that you buy off the market?
That's what she put in it. She put in it, the marijuana and some CBD oil and mixed it all together. And she had spinach in it also. And, you know, and actually I was one of the ones making the comment that I don't like spinach. And she says, well, how was that cake? And I go, what are you talking about? I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
I just took a taste of it because I said, oh, it looks very moist, you know. And then she tells me what the ingredients are. I go, oh, my God.
I've been upset with her. I would have went off because how dare you put something that's not a normal thing into something. So now when you go to your friends, if they're Christians or not, doesn't matter. You better ask that question.
Well, I felt like date rape. I mean, I felt like, as they say, date rape. You know, what
yeah.
is this?
I can't believe it. So that's
you know, that I trust you when I come to your table and this is what you tell me? But and that's my point of bringing forth this story is that now we got to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, and when you go to somebody's house, see. And don't dare, what if it's a potluck? Wow.
Yeah,
it's
a shame that you have to sit down and go, is there anything you should tell me?
Yeah. Or if it's a potluck, anybody here put the cannabis oil in their food? Or when you have a potluck, you're going to say, no cannabis anything in the foods, please.
That's it.
Wow. Now, that has gone too far. I would have been, ooh. Especially that, you know, it's not like you put some hot pepper.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I felt like pie pie. I could stand no more. The best thing for me was to grab my coat and hat and get the heck out of there before I ruined the entire thing.
And it's already gone to your digestive tract, so you can't even vomit it out.
Oh, yeah, I'm done. You know, I'm done. And since I don't know what it would do, you know, and I'm driving, I have a heck of a distance to go from there to back to where I live, way back in Lake Elsinore somewhere, you know, I'm like, oh, no.
Okay.
You know, this is something else.
What, did you tell her off at all?
I told her I would call her later and speak to her about the situation, which, you know, I didn't want to start any mess. And I was too angry to talk intelligent to her at all. You know, when you're tripping over your own words, once she told me, I'm like, oh, no, I better get out of here. Because I was ready to, as they say, that song that they sing, I think I can fly.
Wow.
I was ready to really do some flying.
Wow. That is, now that's gone too far.
And on top of that, you know, it's during the holidays and, you know, they had those policemen out there doing sobriety checks. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Ma'am, what did you drink today or what did you have for dinner?
I said, you did what? I couldn't believe it.
Without telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a huge violation.
Total violation.
Right. That is very, I mean, who would, I guess people will do that. I'm glad you share that because those that will be listening to this broadcast either today or through the week, they need to know. That's the area.
Yeah, I find it very hurtful and, you know, a total violation of trust. And much less the fact that, you know, it was what we call or supposed to have been a good Christian.
Wow. Trust no one.
And I'm like, how do you think this was supposed to go down?
Us and parties, what's in your food? Wow.
Huh.
And
no,
I
it sounds
believe-
like Capital One. What's in your wallet? I mean, good God. Your stomach, something, you know. It's crazy.
I don't know. I probably nutted me when I went straight to the hospital. Am I okay? I don't know. That's a hard one.
Yeah, it was
tough. What is it? With that oil, like a third of a cup. See, FDA hasn't regulated it yet. And so how would you know how much she chose to do that? There, no casement said put a half a cup of cannabis oil in your casement.
No, she had concocted her own recipe with this stuff, and I will say it was very. I only I don't taste a little bit of it, but it was very moist and. And when I mention it, this is what she tells me about the ingredients, and I'm just my jaw was left hanging. I'm like, oh no.
Without your permission, or at least told you that's in the cake, and you could have told you most likely wouldn't have eaten it. Anyone just come on the line right now? This is American Health Crisis that you're calling into, and our subject is cannabis, marijuana. And the FDA, is there any danger? That's Selena Lindsay on the line, and we also have Paulette Young. If you're in the, someone is in the 213, did you want to talk? You can, or you can just listen. Okay, anyway, if you want to join in on the conversation, join in. Selena just shared with the audience her experience around the holiday of cannabis oil. Hey, that was very moist.
It was very moist.
It was eating. But, and of course it was upsetting because if that's not your choice or wanting that stuff, then that should have never happened. And Selena pointed out it was done by a Christian. Who saw, and see, that's not even regulated. I don't know what recipe she follows.
Again, that's something that, just like I said, not only that, it's just like alcohol to me. Here comes more things that the courts need to look at. What if somebody put something in your food and then, or what if you're stopped and you're unaware that this stuff is in your food, just like they have changed things with alcohol with bars, that after you've had three drinks and if you're stopped, then they can be held liable.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, here comes more new rules that come with this stuff, you know, because it's just a whole bunch of things that need to be looked at, and changes that will have to be made because they're flooding the marketplace in so many different ways with these products.
Hi, this is Andrea. How are you queens doing tonight?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great. Just, you know, this topic, this cannabis stuff, marijuana, how out of control it is as far as FDA regulations are concerned. There is no control. Only control that there is right now is, like, when they put it in the cosmetics, like the moisturizers and the mascara, it can't be over 0.3%. Not 3%, because that's high. 0.3% below is accepted as if you have none of the stuff in. The problem I have, and so many have, is there's no research to say what the long-term effect of this is or what does it do anything. There is none, zero, because it hasn't. I know other countries have put it in their products, but the United States normally has strict rules. But I don't know. That seems to. I think everything's caught us off guard.
Well, speaking of cannabis, what's also popular now is the CBD oil, both topical, top of the skin, and you take it in drops. And in mentioning that to some people, the people that are going through recovery, they can't even use a CBD oil as a pain reliever because they say they're in recovery and they think there's still some THC in there, so they can't even use that CBD oil at all.
In there. But it's they said it's just 0.3 is considered. So a little bit of poop is okay. It's like a little bit of beer, a little bit of wine is okay. I'm not buying all this stuff. I at least label it. right now, are they required to label? Are you required, like, if you're putting it in the cosmetics, are you required to keep it under lock and key because of the younger generation? I don't care if you had a little bit of wine and stuff. Normally certain things aren't, you know, accessible to, like, 21 and below, like cigarettes. Cigarettes are under lock and key.
They are now, yeah. It's same with condoms.
You know, we're going to wait. It's way out of control, and I think there should be a public outcry that something needs to be done. There needs to be better monitoring of this stuff. Sephora is a large beauty company. They already have it in their moisturizer and their facial oil.
It's still early testing, getting it out to the right markets. It's oversaturated almost,
yeah,
to the point that it's regulations, they can't keep up.
No, they can't.
Because the market is so flooded.
It has to go through FDA before you can do this stuff. It seems like that's out the door because of the way everything's written. If the marketer or the person that made the product says it's 0.3%, because that's what the law says, it has to be 0.3 and below, then, hey, everything's okay. I had no idea it's way out of control, because just like Selena already shared, how I call it a trick, and this person is a Christian, so you think, oh, I'm safe with the Christian. She wasn't. You give her a piece of cake that has the cannabis oil in it, and does that person even know? Now you're probably over the 0.3%, because you're not, like, doing a drop. You're replacing, like, the normal oil can be, you know, anything from canola oil or vegetable oil or olive oil. That normally is a half a cup in a case. So you put that chemical. You're not putting spices. You're putting chemicals in a case.
Mind-altering chemicals.
Yes, and not telling the person. Now that's, now I go to church too. I'm going to say, if there's a potluck, someone's going to announce that if you're using these things, do not bring it. This is illegal. We do not want any cakes or brownies that have that in there.
Right.
Selena said the cake was moist. It's over with. That happened a while ago, but oh my God, I can't even believe. You can't even go to your friend's house and know it's safe. You have to know what ingredients, because I still say it's because that person might have innocently did it thinking it's okay, because FDA hasn't regulated that stuff yet.
Will they ever?
Well, that's just it. I don't think there's so many. There's so many holes in this whole situation, Swiss cheese, and there's so many things that, you know, we can't even say that that is a benefit or it is not. I mean, I have arthritis, and I know many others that have it, and they swear by the stuff that, you know, this has been the cure all for them. And certain ones of them, they have a claim to fame with some relief. But to me, with the risk of what they're really doing, I'm like, go find some other product. And to me, it's like a Band-Aid, because too many products out there, they don't approach the cause. It just temporarily gives you some relief, and then you're right back to where you started.
Right. Well, in the old days, they told people smoking cigarettes relax them. So, for all you got lung cancer. That does not make sense.
Well, now there's all kind of warnings on, I don't remember where I was, but I saw something that said, if you buy these products that are fried or baked, there's even the chemicals in the frying of foods that they have to label now that could cause cancer.
That's true.
And we're only supposed to eat foods grown from the ground. And as far as, weed or marijuana, we were supposedly to eat that, not smoke it. That's what one of the black herbalists have said, that we're supposed to eat it, not smoke it. But there's so many other products. It's in Twinkies.
You can eat it all right. How you're going to get, you're supposed to be stronger if you're eating versus smoking. Because all of it goes into your
skin. And it gets in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
A lot faster. And it depending on the potency of the concentrate of the CBD oil as to what the effect can be.
Have you ever, I don't know what your weakness is, but I can't bring Lay's potato chips in my house. Because if I do, I'm going to eat the whole bag. Now, I can eat it at your house and eat a serving, but my house, it can't come in. So I'm comparing that to, so they have this cannabis oil. Are people going to always do the right thing? We already know the answer to that. No. So once they go double it up, or if the label, for example, your fat foods like potato chips say zero trans fat, right? But that's a FDA rule. It's never zero. 0.5 and below amount is in a serving. You eat three servings, now you are over the recommended amount of trans fat when it's your system. So it's the same thing. So they say 0.3 is accepted, but the person chooses to double up on it because they don't put on there there's 0.3. I really believe the labeling needs to be changed, the trans fat or anything, because nobody knows if there's an FDA rule. That it should say one serving has 0.5 or below trans fat, not zero. Because who knows? I from all my research, that's when I discovered. I said, what? And anybody can eat two or three servings of anything if it's their favorite. Now you are over the recommended amount of trans fat that causes, supposed to cause, hardening of the arteries and stuff like that. That's not right. I think there shouldn't be an FDA rule. I feel there should be whatever amount is in there per serving should be listed. And if they want to say, well, this amount is safe, if it's one serving, fine. But to lie to the public that it's zero, all because if anything is considered zero because it's called an FDA rule, who knows about the FDA rule? I didn't prior to doing my research.
Well, some things with FDA rules, for instance, when we talk about sugarless cookies or sugarless cake, if it isn't sugar, it can be called fructose.
Yeah, that's true.
These are some of the problems.
Yeah, but in those items, it still has how many carbohydrates. And if you look at carbohydrates and sugar grams, those are always going to be high when it has fructose.
But what I'm talking about is they say it has no sugar.
Right.
It will zero sugar. And those that don't read, these are some of the consequences of what FDA allows and disallows, because as soon as they change the name of what that sugar is, then as far as they're concerned, it's no sugar. And we're having the same thing with this drug, because they changed various different names and the way it's placed in it. For instance, even in the way they do the CBD oil because they want to claim that the medicinal CBD oil is different and that they utilize a different plant according to their standards. Mm. And these are some of the problems.
Labeling, and now that we're going into the drug area, labeling needs to be exactly the amount that's there. Nobody's FDA rule. I think FDA rule needs to be banned because no one is going to go, you know, look at all the technical things in the technical books. That's probably nuts like us. And, you know, the physicians should be hollering too. Because you're going to get these patients that come into your office sick and things going wrong. This is, it needs to, for me, there should be no FDA rule. And the public needs to be aware of that. That the ruling on what's in something, you need to have the exact amount. You need to know that for the cannabis oil being placed in all these things, it's still, you have 0.3. So it's like saying, they'll say there's no THC. Yes, it is. It's 0.3. It ain't down to by zero. And that needs to be changed. Because if it's 0.3 below, that's considered zero.
Because their doctors,
I'm going to get tired of being treated like I have artificial intelligence.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And that's for everybody. If you're a minority, if you're white, I don't care what you are, it's going to affect the whole United States and the states where all this stuff is legal. It ain't going to look at a color.
Well, who's to be held responsible as far as the labeling goes, and whose feet are to be held to the fire if there's no FDA rules and regulations? Where does this start in getting the labeling correct?
But if we don't put pressure on the FDA, they can do whatever they well please. They can cater to big business and let them go ahead and make those billions of dollars at the cost of someone's life or, you know, or someone getting sick. And it's, to me, it's so out of control. The children is going to be affected by this.
Yes, what if it was a pregnant woman by chance that got that piece of cake? Or and didn't know.
I see what you're saying. Oh, I hadn't even thought that far. Oh, that's a human tragedy. It's a human tragedy because I'm positive that person does not understand that
she called herself a good Christian, and that was just the totality, as they say, of the mischief there. That I just couldn't, like I said, just made me so angry. I had to get out of there.
Hmm? Oh, I would have had to leave. I don't know. I just, my blood pressure probably would have went out of range. I would have been so angry by, you know, just the thought that you thought this was okay. And see, none of us know. Did she do it out of ignorance, thinking that, If FDA says zero, there's an FDA rule. It ain't zero. It's 0.3% is considered trace, doesn't exist. I'm so tired of I call it my poop theory. It's a little bit of poop doesn't harm us.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it can. Take any child and put a little bit of poop in the water. See if they would drink it, because it ain't going to harm them. They wouldn't touch it.
Don't harm them to drink it.
Mm. I love this little trace theory. I want none of it. I don't even want a trace of it. And that's my choice.
There's so many people jumping on a bandwagon nowadays. I was listening to the Carl Nelson show.
Billion dollar market right now. Billion, not millions. They already know what the numbers would be by 2022. They would have earned something like $22 billion. And I like the way Sephora labeled their new product. It's high beauty, and it's two different categories. It's called High Expectations, that's the facial oil, and then it has High Five facial moisturizer. And that attracts you. They use words that's going to really attract. High beauty, high expectation, high five. How attractive is that? And I pray they have to, but there's no regulation, so it doesn't have to be under lock and key. Why? Because we only have a little bit of poop in there. We don't have a lot. It's just if you overuse it, then you're in trouble. What the mistake that's going to be made, if they're allowed to say zero THC and not put the 0.3%, people are going to really think it's zero the way they do the trans fat. So,
what is CBD oil doing in face moisturizer?
Well, it's I guess it's supposed to moisturize the skin or... I really don't know that part. Because I wasn't able to read and get the, you know, what is it doing outside of, I'm not sure if there's not enough research to show that it's a better moisturizer than not having it. There's nothing, because it hasn't been done over and over again. Now, I'll need to begin to study what's happening overseas, because I'm told that overseas they've been doing this stuff in Europe and stuff like that. So it's easy to come. We have stricter guidelines as far as amounts and stuff than some of the other countries. That's why we have a federal drug administration.
What's next? Are they going to create a CBD oil for animals?
Oh, they already have.
You know, I look for that to come next. Because right now...
They already have. They're already putting it on horses and dogs. They already have things that are developed specifically for them.
Wow, it is out of control.
Too bad they weren't able to get to those horses in Santa Anita.
I know.
20-some horses that have passed.
What's happening with them? Too many horses have died. Or they have to put them down because they broke their legs. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some things that I think I'll give them a little bit, but I'll take away a lot because in the first place, one of the things that has to stop happening that is not natural is for horses to be racing. And so you're going to take risks when you do something with it that it shouldn't naturally be doing. And when you start talking about an animal that weighs over a ton and he breaks a leg, man's idea of what to do with him once he breaks that leg is because that animal has to continually stand. He cannot lay down. Is to put them out of their misery, so they shoot him. They break an ankle, they get shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the way that's going. And so the solution is, should there be racing? The problem comes back again to the same thing that we're discussing. There's too much money in the business. When you start talking about a $100,000 horse or a $200,000 horse, you know, they're not going to stop doing what they're doing. And it's just like this thing with CBD oil and the whole business. You know, it's a $160 billion business. And because of that money, FDA is not going to step in here and do governmentally what we think they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the little guys, they're not making that money. It's the guys that have big money, big companies, huge corporations that are taking advantage of this. And the same thing happened when we saw the alcohol industry way before Al Capone. You know, we had guys like, you know, Trump's father out there, you know, slinging alcohol, you know, and then so-called regulation. And the regulation is exactly what we're seeing in this city. When they can get in on it and make some of the money, then it's made legal. Before that, it was an illegal substance.
And then the big thing is we gotta worry about the children, our kids and their kids, and how, because this is all new. This hasn't been like, you know, year after year. You just barely
as you yourself mentioned before, you know, the so-called age 21 before you're able to get it is a joke to us all, because we, all of us, have lived through what happened with cigarettes. You certainly didn't have to be 21 to get a hold of a cigarette.
No.
And half of the alcoholism that we're seeing in the year 2019 is not people that are 21 years old. These are kids.
Yeah. They're definitely going to have to, the public's going to have to be made aware so that we put pressure on the FDA to do the right things. Without that pressure put on them, this stuff is going to stand just the way it is. That's why they had to call for an emergency meeting on May the 31st of this year, which would have passed last week, about what are they going to do about these. They need to begin to plan on having regulations like immediately, because it's out of control.
Well, we're seeing the same thing happen with vaping. You know, vaping was supposed to be safe, but then they put vanilla, cherry, and grape flavor in. And so who's doing the vaping? Kids. And then the little filter has more tobacco than a whole package of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Cute stuff.
Anyway, for anyone still listening in, this is American Health Crisis Blog Talk Radio. We're on once a month, right now, the first Monday of the month, and each month we'll bring another topic to talk on. And this one, cannabis and the marijuana industry, and the concerns about what is FDA doing about it, is very alarming that there aren't the rules aren't in place as of yet. But they're working on it, and forget about doing research. They can do research all they want, but that takes a month. We need regulation now, not 5-10 years to regulate. Let's not let history repeat itself. If anybody remembers how they did cigarettes were safe, supposedly. Yet people were dying of lung cancer, heart disease. And after all the proof was in, what, 30, 40 years down the line, now it's, you know, a lot stricter. Let's not let this cannabis, marijuana, and the way they're doing things take another 30, 40 years before all the statistics or the problems with it is in. Especially we need to educate our young people, because they're the most vulnerable. In making choices, that they make healthy choices for themselves. At least they should have the information. What is the possible long-term effect? What is this stuff going to do on their brain? Because the part of the brain is not fully developed until they're 25 years of age, and that part has to do with memory. So how is this going to affect early memory? Or early Alzheimer's, because you're putting maybe possibly over the amount of the oils and things either in foods or on your face, it's out of control. And I pray that we'll work towards putting pressure on FDA to put what percentage is actually in these. The trace, when they say trace, how much? What is the percentage of the trace? Because if you tell me
is
it's
there
trace,
cannabis oil in these new vape cigarettes?
What?
Which are supposed to be dangerous as well. Is there cannabis oil in the new vape cigarettes?
They can
the
put it in
going
there.
Crazy. Teenagers are going crazy over these vape cigarettes. I've even seen somebody do it on the bus.
What?
There's no smell, and the smoke goes away real quick. Yeah.
Oh my
even,
God.
I've seen them. They have what you call them. They roll these blunts. They have these the cigars, these slim cigars. They buy them in a pack of three, I believe, and they've really gone up now. And they'll take the tobacco out and they'll use the wrapper and re-roll weed in it. They call it a blunt. They do it at the bus stop, on the bus, on the platforms, just about anywhere you see a little tobacco pile, then you know somebody just rolled up a blunt.
Oh, wow.
But
it has invaded so many different applications, it's not funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like in the old days when they had angel dust and you'd see a guy with a bottle of that stuff in a vanilla-flavored bottle, you know. And you go, what in the heck? You know, they putting it in a, you know, old Skilling's bottle of flavor. You know, and then they used to dip the cigar or the cigarette in there and then smoke it.
Mm-hmm. Is that a sherm? Is that also called sherm?
That was sherm. You know, and this stuff is starting to take all these
deadly,
different.
Right? If I remember right, sherm was very more deadly. We have no idea the outcome of all this stuff and what's going to happen because the numbers are not in research wise. And I say they don't need no research. We already know what the tobacco is.
Earlier, I have some idea because I still have friends that are still walking around talking about the 70s and Woodstock. And, you know, they're just lost. And these are people that I went to college with. They don't have any brains left. They are fried.
Well,
we do have an idea.
Wait.
Yeah, they're done.
And it's from that stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's from that stuff that they used to use and from smoking marijuana. They used to be up every night, walking through the hallways, walking through the projects, and now their brains are fried. They can't remember one sentence to the other. They're unable to comprehend. They have no connective reflexes, nothing. It's all gone. And I'm talking about some of these jokers were people I used to like to mingle with because I thought they were the next thinkers of the next world. Now they don't have anything to think with.
You know what we need to do? We need to be in the school talking to the students. They need to hear. You've already done your research.
Yeah, and these were friends. I mean, and if you
and
if
you are
space
talking
to them.
What you see with your eyes, these were your friends. I don't know how you can. They don't even
they're trying to hook me up, talking about you need to do this so that you can keep up with your studies and you'll know what the professor is talking about. Right now, they don't know what their name is.
Hmm. Selena, we got to get together. It's Adrian on the phone, right? Did I say your name right?
It's Andrea. Andrea.
Andrea? Did I say it right?
Andrea.
Yeah. We need to get together and put something and go from district to district. This is what the students want to hear. Now, I've gone into Pomona High, Gary High. I did touch on that, the hippocampus of the brain, what happens. But you have sound, you know, you're part of the generation that was told, so was I, was told that it was, you know, you get smarter and stuff like that. And now look where they are. Because, see, that hippocampus was not fully developed.
I'm talking about potential. I'm talking about these people had potential to be anything they wanted to be or whatever it was they were doing at the time. If they were a musician, they were the top guy in the class. This was the person that, you know, we used to have competition on who would get the next chair in the orchestra room. And these were the top people. And now they can't play. They can't play a whistle.
Are these minorities? Are they black?
They're all different colors. They've lost it. They don't know what they're doing anymore. They don't have any brain.
The majority of them, are they black, white? What are they?
A good majority are black because, you know, number one, you know, the minorities got hit the hardest because they were unable to concentrate. And some of them, they just dropped out. They used to be, like I said, the top guy with an instrument. Now they can't even remember how to hold it, much less how to finger the keys.
And this is how I look at it. If you can control the mind, you can control the whole society. You don't have nobody fighting for nothing. If you can get a hold of the mind, so if this CBD, marijuana, all this stuff gets a hold of the mind, you don't have people to fight for anything anymore.
Well, I'd be the first one to tell you, they have a saying from the military, it was called MIA. And some of these people are just MA. They're missing in action. There's nothing there.
Wow.
And I say they are gone. They're just gone because they messed around with these things. And another thing that they call marijuana, marijuana is one of the stair steps or the gate opener to other types of drugs. Because when you get tired of playing around with that, then you look for something that's a little stronger because you use all these excuses and lies to fill in the blanks to say, okay, this is going to fill in the Twinkie for right now. And then the next thing you know, you're doing something that's a little bit stronger because you move from alcohol, because usually alcohol and marijuana gets combined. And so then what's next? What's next is now you're pill popping and you need a little of the girl, which is the cocaine or the heroin, the boy, to do the justice. And along the route, you seem to pick up the AIDS, the hepatitis, and et cetera. And that's where these people get lost.
Marijuana is the quote-unquote bad name for cannabis. The real name is cannabis.
Right.
So absolutely.
So if you say marijuana, that kind of has a tainted reputation. So, and I just learned that recently. I don't know if it was on the internet or I know it was, I think it was probably on the internet where I learned it. I heard about it. And that was just recently, say within the last week. And its legal term is cannabis, but the street name is marijuana.
Yeah.
People call it Jessica.
Some people think it's smoking, but it's been where you can put it in. I remember when I was at one of the colleges I went to, Compton College, and I remember there was a man there. He put it in brownies and everything. And Selena, when I think back on that man, he was still at Compton College over 10 years. And he was on that stuff. He either smoked it or he ate it. Now I can see why he was stuck. Like the brain was slowly frying.
Well, the other thing I have for young people to know and understand, because we're living in the age of what I call DNA. And once you now do things, it's getting just like our cell phones. If you sit up and you look at some tennis shoes, the next thing you know, all you see is tennis shoes on your cell phone.
Right.
It's getting to the point that when you go to your normal business and go to the doctor, that blood report that they take goes to everybody. It goes to the police station. It goes to the hospital. And they know who you are. And practically, if you go up on Ancestry, the next thing you know, they're talking about you're related to somebody. And you got to be careful with that stuff, because if you go and you apply for insurance, then it says the last time your blood was tested, you had nicotine and cannabis in your blood.
Wow.
And so young people need to know that we're living in a different day and time, and that none of your secrets are secrets anymore. And it prevents you from getting the lowest insurance. It prevents you from getting, it's getting to be just like bad credit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get a car. You can't do things because you're at risk. You'll never fly a plane.
Nope.
Because they know you smoke marijuana.
Yeah, if you're testing,
the
thing is they're reluctant, rather, even once it's out of your system. Some young people don't understand. It can be in your system up to 6 months.
No, it's no point in you applying at the post office or to be a police officer. All of these things are government jobs. You're going to be X'd out.
Right.
Remember the movie that Denzel Washington did a couple of years ago? But he was a pilot, and he did, I think it was coke. And he was able to save the plane, but yet they found out that he was a drug addict. I can't remember how the movie ended, but that was...
Oh, wow. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Okay.
He had to eventually go and get help. Because he wasn't admitting to the fact that he had a problem.
Well, ladies, we're going to stop the program. We'll be on again next week. And I would love for the two of you to really think about how we can get this information to schools, or how we can rally even for the FDA. Someone eventually has to come up with a plan. If you have any suggestions, let me know. You can always call my number. It's 909-670-6999. And I'm really alarmed about what you said, Selena, about your friend. And that would have been, what, 40 years ago?
That means
the research is in. But you don't hear them talking about that research.
I was looking for a pen.
And
all this stuff,
here's what it's done to them. It's devastated them. You don't have to worry about them voting or who to vote for. You know what it reminds me of? I don't know if any of you have seen Denzel Washington movie, The Great Debate. That was a good movie. It was a true story. But they, in one of the parts, they mentioned how back in slavery, how you got that term lynch. So Mr. Lynch had told them what they need to do. You make the body physically strong and how to do that, but you break down the mind.
Are you talking about the Willie Lynch letter?
Yeah, and the name of the movie that he wrote was, he didn't write the movie, but he produced it along with Oprah. It was called The Great Debate.
928.
Oh, yeah, that was a great movie. Great movie. Yes. Very good movie.
In our society.
And it was real. It was really a true story.
Yes. You laugh, you cry. And that's what he said, never forget history, because history will repeat itself if you forget it.
very inspiring. Can you repeat your number again? I got the 909. I was looking for a pen, and I found it. I got the 909 part.
670. Yeah.
I'm sorry. 670.
Yeah, 6999.
Okay. Oh, 6999. Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay,
well,
so this is the same time next month?
Yeah, once a month. I was doing it every week, but I have two projects I got to get out of the way, so I'm just doing it, me and Selena, and Selena has her plate full, too, at least once a month, because I know there's those out there, because the broadcast goes around the whole world, so everyone that wants to tune in can. So I know it's important. So I didn't want to put the whole thing
ladies
down.
Ladies, you're so dedicated.
Pardon me?
Thank you, ladies, or should I say my queens. Thank you very much for being continued dedicated.
Yes. We're diehard.
Absolutely. And you two make sure you get together because Audrey is into a number of different things and also some of the things, Paulette, that you're doing with the NAACP in reference to some of the various different fights that we're up to. It would be extremely interesting to hear you guys can talk once we're off the air.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm doing the HIV presentation this coming Friday at the NAACP office in Pomona at 6:30. I'll do a 30-minute presentation and then questions and answers for about 15 minutes. And, you know, anyone can come to that event. And I'll send the information out to you. So if you want to come, come. I need all the support I can get. There's so much that's not being said, and I'm one that.
Yeah, when you're in the Los Angeles area and some of the stuff that you're doing on the national level, Audrey is a. Yeah, like I said, you guys need to talk because there are a lot of things that she's also doing, and she also, from time to time, has done a radio show. So you guys need to collaborate.
Oh, it's coming back. I just have one little. Situation that's out of my control. No, but it is definitely coming back, and that's why you haven't heard anything yet, because got one little snag, but God is still on the throne.
Yeah,
and
amen.
There's a reason for everything, and when it's out
yeah.
of your control, you've done all that you can do. What do? You stand, and I'm standing.
And, yep, you do. I can't tell you how many times all I do is stand and push forward, stand, push forward, because I serve a mighty God. And I know he works. He works it for you. He works it through you. You just have to stand.
All of and that. When it's, say, for example, when 12 o'clock is cut off, he'll show up at 11:59:59.
Yes, he will.
Well,
okay, then, lady.
So
we'll
I appreciate
on.
It. I'm glad I called in tonight.
All right, then. I'm going to end the program. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye,
good
ladies.
Night.